Human Rights Watch says the average child soldier is aged 13 to 17, but some have been as young as 8 or 9. Most are unwilling militants, abducted from their villages to serve as soldiers, guerrilla fighters, or supporting roles in armed conflicts in more than 50 countries. They wield weapons in battle, serve as human mind detectors, participate in suicide missions, and act as spies, messengers, or lookouts.
Children by the thousands have been literally kidnapped from their homes and their communities and subjected to the most horrific violence.
This is the children's rights advocate for Human Rights Watch, Jo Becker. She says children typically make obedient soldiers because they are vulnerable and easily intimidated.
They are forced to commit atrocities against members of their own community, sometimes members of their own family. The girls are often used as wives by commanders and subjected to what's essentially sexual slavery. And they are terrorized into compliance by being threatened with death if they try to run away, and even being forced to kill other children who try to escape.
Studies show that these youths are left with severe psychological scars. In Belgium, Ghent University researcher Ilse Derloyne and colleagues interviewed more than 300 former child soldiers who had been abducted by the northern Uganda rebel movement, Lord's Resistance Army. 97% suffered post-traumatic stress disorder after an average of 2 years in servitude. Derloyne says their problems were typical of this syndrome. Persistent nightmares and trouble sleeping and concentrating that lingered long after their ordeal ended.
This do not get better with time. Even the children who returned since a long time from their abduction still suffer from post-traumatic stress reaction.
The researchers found that children suffered less stress if their parents were still alive, especially their mother. Derloyne says reuniting them with their families and previous social networks would help restore their psychological health. But many of the children are not so fortunate.
A lot of children do not have parents anymore, or one of the parents has died. And also they committed a lot of atrocities against their own neighborhood sometimes. So it is quite difficult to reintegrate them into the neighborhood and to their living situation.
The international community has focused on the child soldier problem in recent years. The 2002 Convention on the Rights of the Child, the International Labor Organization, and the African Charter on Rights and Welfare of the Child ban the use of children as soldiers. The International Criminal Court defines child military recruitment as a war crime. The United Nations Security Council has condemned the practice and passed 6 resolutions against it since 1969. The most recent, in 2005, outlines a system of reporting and monitoring. The United Nations Children's Fund has worked with governments and private organizations to demobilize and rehabilitate thousands of children in Sierra Leone, southern Sudan, Afghanistan, and other countries. But Jo Becker of Human Rights Watch says that the Security Council has applied sanctions only twice. Last year, it imposed travel bans on and froze assets of recruiters in Democratic Republic of Congo and Ivory Coast. She says sanctions must be more common.
What we need are concrete actions that show that the legal framework isn't just words on paper. We do need active prosecution by national courts as well as ad hoc tribunals and the International Criminal Court. Another thing that we need is strong action by the UN Security Council that will impose targeted measures against the parties that are responsible.
Ms. Becker says individual nations should also impose their own sanctions against those who traffic in child soldiers. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.